The European Tour is here in Ballyliffin. Live coverage from the Dubai duty-free Irish Open on Highland Radio Sport is in association with Connolly's Mercedes-Benz Sligo, your authorised Mercedes-Benz dealer for the Northwest. Find out more at connollysmercedesbenz.ie.
5 minutes after eight, good morning. It's time for sport. We're going live to Ballyliffin. Oisin Kelly, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Lee. Welcome back to the Ballyliffin Golf Club course here on the first round of the Dubai duty-free Irish Open. Players are already out on the course. The first of the groups was away at 7:30 this morning, and after the relaxed atmosphere of the Wednesday's Pro-Am, it's down to the serious stuff today, Lee. World ranking points, prize pool of around €7 million, and three open qualifying places are all up for grabs this week as the Donegal Links course hosts the Irish Open for what is the very first time. A change in weather conditions, as we told you earlier, Lee. We had the sunshine yesterday, and there was a bit of a strong breeze in the afternoon. Today it's overcast and cloudy. It was damp this morning, which is going to affect the course, but we understand there's going to be no more rain today, and the wind, which is breezing out there at the moment, there's a bit of a stiff breeze on it. It's going to die down as well, which will suit some players and won't suit others. The first group, as we told you, wasting 7:30, but the first of the big groups will be John Rahm, the defending champion. He's the guy that's tipping himself to win this weekend, as we heard yesterday on Greg's programme. Graham McDowell and Rafa Cabrera-Bello, they're out at 20 past 8 with the man they all want to see, Rory McIlroy, due to take to the course at 20 past 1 this afternoon. I'm joined here at the back of the media centre by General Manager of Ballyliffin Golf Club, John Farn. John, it's an exciting time with the Pro-Am yesterday, but as I said at the start of our bulletin there, the serious stuff is starting today for these golfers.
Absolutely, this is the start of their working week, really. They've had a good look around. Most of them have played several practice rounds and again the Pro-Am yesterday. So, yeah, delighted with the feedback from the players on the conditioning of the course and the whole setup. There's some really positive stuff out there, particularly from John Rahm and Rory and Graham and Parik Harrington, indeed. It's great stuff, and obviously the weather yesterday was fantastic. Yeah. It was great to see the plane roaming over overhead for most of the afternoon, getting some fantastic overhead pictures of the whole coastline and the course.
Yeah.
And some nice pieces on TV last night as well.
Yeah. And a point was brought up yesterday by Shane O'Donoghue, who we spoke to in the programme. He called the Irish Open as the fifth major. We're all wondering what the fifth major is. There's four. They talk about the Players' Championship being the so-called unofficial fifth. But in his eyes and his mind and an Irish player's mind, this is their fifth major. This is the fifth biggest tournament in the world for them.
Oh, absolutely. Every Irish player wants to win his home, Open Championship. And to a man, every one of them has that desire. Like, you saw how much it meant to Rory McIlroy in 2016, winning at the K Club. Guys, Lowry still, dreams about that win he had in 2009 and hopes to replicate it as a professional. They all want to win this, and I'm quite confident we're going to see a few of the Irish guys up near the top of the leaderboard by the end of the week.
Yeah, and another point John Rahm made yesterday, he said it on one of the national broadcasters that the course was in all its glory yesterday, and he was talking about this as an ideal venue to hold something bigger, be it the Ryder Cup, or even the next stage in that again, be it the Open Championship, because everything is here in Ballyliffin.
Yeah, listen, that's fantastic positive remarks from one of the world's top players. Certainly the Ryder Cup would be an aspiration, yeah. But it's a long way off.
But to get a rubber stamp like that from one of the top players is...
Tremendous. Yeah. And it's a testament to the condition of the place and what they feel they've been delivered here.
Yeah, and it's all down to your team, you and your team as well, because you have put this on a platform for the European Tour. All the stops have been pulled out here, and the place is looking fantastic, and everybody's clubbing together and working together as hard as they can to make this a success, John.
Oh, it's been a massive team effort. I was going to say over the last number of years, but you can go back to the very founding of the club and the people that had the foresight to buy the 360-odd acres we have here. Without that vision, that aspiration to improve, we wouldn't be here today. And we have a lot to be thankful for. Two great links courses, great spirit within the club and within the whole community. In particular, you know, everybody has put their shoulder to the wheel, and Donegal County Council in particular have been, you know, very, very supportive of this event. They see the potential this has for the region, what it could bring long term for tourism, but not just tourism, but for the whole economy of the region, and it's a massive showcase, and everyone's taking great pride in it.
Yeah, just back then to the action today. How is the weather going to affect the course, and what changes have been done overnight by the European Tour ahead of today's first run?
Yeah, it was a day of two halves yesterday. Like, the morning was beautiful, relatively calm. Like, Graham McDowell had a drive and a six iron to the fourth, which is nearly 600 yards.
Yeah.
There was guys in the afternoon hitting driver, three wood, wedge. So it was a big change in the type of day. They've moved that tee forward. Just if they move it forward for Thursday, they tend to move it for both days, Thursday and Friday. But we're hopeful that that'll revert back to the back tee for the weekend. The greens are going to be a little bit slower today because of the dampness in the air, and obviously we had a bit of rain overnight. Fairways aren't going to be running as quick just yet until the dew and that burns off. But other than that, there's a little bit of wind out there today, not as much as they expected, but still it's the course will be very receptive in terms of scoring potential because our main defence is the wind, and yeah, it's not there at the moment. It's a beautiful day for playing links golf, and I expect some very good scores today. I would say, you know, 6-7 under could be a target today for the leader.
Yeah. Just finally then, what's your advice to people that are listening and that are making their way here now to Ballyliffin today? They're coming for the day. What's their best options as they come to watch these world stars on their back, physically on their doorstep?
Yeah, there has been a change to the traffic management plan, as I think everyone is aware. So we're coming in on the eastern side via Quigley's Point, Muff, Cairndonna. Hopefully that situation will be resolved, and both routes into the site will be open by later this afternoon. Come early. There's plenty of parking here on site. It's going to be a great day's entertainment. Obviously, the marquee groups are what everyone's after. Rory's out in the afternoon, but there's a huge group going out now shortly with Ram, Graham, and Rafa Cabrera. So we expect a game of two halves again today. Yeah. Hopefully, the weather's going to pick up now and it'll warm up nicely. Not quite as warm as yesterday. At times yesterday it was really overheating out there. I was talking to the guys from Ballygowan this morning, and they went through six pallets of water yesterday. It was unheard of on the course. So you get here early and you know, enjoy the atmosphere and savour it, and pick your group and follow them for a few holes, and then pick a spot and see what comes through.
Yeah, John, many thanks for joining us here in the media centre, and we wish you the best of luck with the first round. You're doing a super job, so you are down here in Ballyliffin, and I'm sure that's going to continue today.
Thanks very much, Osh.
Good man, John. Thank you very much indeed. John Farran, General Manager of Ballyliffin Golf Club, speaking to us live here at the media centre. Rory McIlroy, of course, the big group going at 20 past one today. One of the big groups. The other is involves John Rahm. They're going to get underway in about 7 minutes' time. So they are Graham McDowell, and Rafa Cabrera-Bello is in that group as well. Let's get a piece now from John Rahm, the defending champion, the Spaniard, who says the Irish Open has a very special place in his heart.
When it comes to winning the European Tour, and you know, to be my first win in Europe, besides the Spanish Open, there's not many events that will mean almost equally as much, and this one was one of them. You know, it's a prestigious event. The people of Ireland and the event and the environment make it so much more special.
That's John Rahm, the defending champion. He's due to get underway in about 6 minutes' time as they head to the first two. They're going to be passing us here just outside the media centre.